Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Do you ever give your dog human food?
Yes.
Well, I had this story handed to me. It says officials are warning people to stop giving their pets beer.
My dog doesn't drink beer, but...
Does your husband ever make your dog drink beer?
Nope.
Or have a drink? Lunchbox, nope. You ever do with your dogs?
No, but I have friends that let their dogs drink beer because they think it's fun. They're having a beer watching a football game, so they'll pour some in a little bowl. Bad for the dog.
Get their dogs drunk? Is that a funny thing?
I mean...
Yeah, when you've had a few drinks,
a
you
thing?
Think it's funny.
Full disclosure, like we had a Chihuahua growing up. My dad would get a little bottle cap and fill it. It was literally a bottle cap of beer, and the Chihuahua would start like swerving while he's walking.
So making your dog drunk. We didn't get to this on the show today. This is what happens. After the show's over, I pull all the notes we didn't get to. That was something that I thought was interesting. I guess that we didn't have time for it.
But we shouldn't do it, right?
No.
No.
Dogs are far more sensitive to alcohol than humans are. And even tiny amounts can cause disorientation, which happened with Eddie's Chihuahua.
That was it.
And vomiting.
Great.
Worst case, seizures or death.
Oh. Amazing. My dog did eat a chocolate bar the other day and went psychotic.
You didn't know that though, right?
I didn't know. She got it out of my bag and ate almost an entire bar, and it was dark chocolate, and that's especially worse. But I didn't know she'd eaten it. All I knew, she was acting completely psycho. Like, I've never seen her act this way. And later, I found in the closet, like, finally we calmed her down. It took 24 hours almost, and then I found the wrapper in my closet. And I was like, she ate this chocolate bar. I Googled it, and sure enough, it can cause heightened energy, heavy breathing, vomiting, diarrhea. She had it all.
That's the whole package there.
Yeah, but you know, I just thought, I didn't know what was happening.
Another Chihuahua that I had, not the same one, a different one, got a hold of my wife's Adderall.
Oh,
and chewed it and ate it, and she chased her tail for 30 minutes. We got on the call, we called the vet, and like, what do we do? What do we do?
Like, did you have to tell the vet that the dog had Adderall?
Had Adderall.
How much?
It was a pill.
Oh, a pill, whole pill?
Adderall, and really, it couldn't stop. We would hold the chihuahua, like, stop turning, and the head would still be going left, like, where's my tail? Where's my tail? Where's my tail?
Oh, my God.
Adderall is so interesting to me. I've never had it. Mm-hmm. You guys talk about it. I just wonder how effective I could be if I were focused even more.
I don't think
you don't need it. Yeah. Sometimes it won't have the same effect on people that don't have that chemical imbalance, that don't need it.
If you don't need it, it's just speed.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you need it, you focus.
Like, you might just vacuum a lot.
I would focus like crazy. You ever think about kid Adderall? Like, for your kids, like, break them off a little something and be like,
me? No, my kids don't need it. Plus, I don't want to give it to them.
Like, if they're like running all over the place, you'd be like, here you go. Here's a gummy bear.
Try it out, see how it works.
I would like to. I'm not going to because I'm afraid I would become addicted to it, but that just sounds like something right up my alley.
I mean, I guess I've been prescribed it. I've taken it, and I know the effects of it and how awesome it can be. But over a period of time, it starts, you have to keep adding more and more and more, and then you start feeling worse and worse and worse. And I hated the feeling so much that you just want to stop. And so I stopped. Like, and I don't want to go back to it. And your mouth gets so dry, and you're like...
You've taken that. You also took... What was the thing that made your face crack?
Oh, Accutane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough, huh?
Yeah, I did that.
What's that for?
That's for acne. It's supposed to clear... Like, once you take Accutane, your face will be clear the rest of your life.
It just sucks all the oil out of your face?
It messes with your liver, all your organs. Oh. I don't know. It does everything. You're so dry. I had to do everything with a straw like this, and I could barely open my mouth to eat. My roommate and I did it freshman year of college at the same exact time, so we'd be miserable together. We both quit. We didn't do the full cycle. If you don't do the full cycle, you'll have breakouts again. But we could not. We had, most doctors put you on birth control because you cannot get pregnant on this stuff or your baby could be deformed. But we both were not active, so we convinced our doctor we don't need birth
active.
Control.
Like, oh,
sexually
like
active. Sexually. So...
Maybe I should get on it then.
Yeah, you could get on it.
You're good.
But,
I have nothing happening.
I mean, it was insane. Like, you can't drink on it because your liver.
Yeah.
There's all these rules. And there's every pill you pop has this little pregnant person on it with the circle and a line through it. And since we were both on it, we had those little tabs like all over our house because every time we pop a pill out, the tab would fall because it's a reminder. Do not get pregnant when you take this pill. And then people would come over and they'd be like, what are all these little pregnant people like with lines through it? I'm like, just some meds we're on.
Morgan, number two, you ever take Accutane?
No, I didn't. I did get on birth control because my hormones were so bad. That's what I used to balance the acne.
Yeah, people do that.
You can use birth control to
dudes, if they have acne, take birth control?
I don't think so, because y'all don't have the same hormones. Like, the birth control is based on, y'all don't have estrogen and whatever
so
they
say.
Progesterone.
Give it a
I don't
shot,
know what's
Mom,
in
see
it.
What happens.
Try it. Remember the one time
Bobby
I got
gets
on?
Pregnant.
I never took birth control until I got married, and then I was on the show. And remember me
yeah,
on
you
birth
went nuts.
Control?
I was. And you
crazy.
Switched birth control.
I was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow. I got off that. And then I got on pills to try to make me get pregnant, and I was crazy.
She's been on all the pills, and they've all made her crazy.
Anytime I have a hormone, a pill that messes with my hormones, I go nuts. So I just got to steer clear of that stuff.
Hey, this is what I've learned in my 38 years of life. If you can, and your body allows it, don't take medication.
Right.
Because when I used to take sleeping pills, I would come into the show and be like, oh, and I wouldn't remember things. I'd go home. Once I told you to put my gas pump in the car, I was out of gas, and I was driving home, put my gas, and I just got in the car and drove off. I never put gas in. I just drove off with the pump in the car, and I remember it snapping, and I got home and was like, huh.
That's crazy.
I remember a lot of that.
Wolf of Wall Street style.
But it was like my tolerance of things coming from outside of my system was so low, a sleeping pill would just melt me. But I wasn't sleeping at all. I wrote about that in my first book because I was like, it was hard to get off that stuff. But yeah, if you cannot take medication.
Yeah. And because while medication is great if you really, really, really need it and can be super helpful,
yes.
It just messes with so much in your body and your gut and affects you in the future. And
like, I'm struggling with it. I don't know if it's a
thyroid
or if it's become, I'm coming off of that medication from my anxiety stuff that I've been on for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, I have to go to the doctor next week.
Mm.
I tried to get in before Friday, but apparently doctors are busy.
Really?
Yeah.
People sick.
And then I leave town. Monday we have our Raging Idiot show. Tuesday I go to New York for Dancing with the Stars, and I'm gone to Los Angeles. So I have like a couple hours. I'm going to slide in next week. But I got to go check my thyroid. But it could just be that I'm getting off this medication. Because you're right. Your body just completely,
mm-hmm.
something foreign is entered into mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Look, my buddy is a pharmacist, and he will not give his kids medicine. Like, even if they're just really sick, like, throw it up. Throw it all out. I'm not giving you medicine. I know what's in it. I studied it for 4 years. Not going to give it to you.
Oh, man, but that fentanyl, it'll make you stop throwing up. If you're nauseous or vomiting, I think it's called fentanyl.
I don't hate medicine, by the way.
No.
Just if I got to be on this show,
yeah.
You
and
take
I have to
it.
Work, I wake up every morning and take a steroid.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Stop.
I thought you were getting bigger.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
one
yeah.
of those things, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you just, ugh. I try to be as holistic as possible now. They need an oil for ADD.
The oil. I'm not a believer in the oils.
We have some right here.
I have some oil. I rub.
I believe in Pins oil
on my
that
car
lubes up your engine.
Yeah,
helps it run.
But these essential oils. I try to sleep with them too. I just smell good. I just
there
sleep smelling
no,
better.
Immune
there,
boost.
There's a specific oil concoction my sister gave me to rub on my ovaries, and I think
how do you
it
get
helps.
In there?
How do you do that?
What in the world?
How do you
ovaries?
Do that?
They're right here. They're just on my. You
oh, you do it,
it
from
right,
the outside of the skin.
Yes.
Makes sense.
I was like, how are you getting?
Yes. Yes, you just rub it right where your ovaries are.
Got it.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Like, how do you touch your ovary? That was the question.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. What's anything you want to say before we get going here? I think a lot of people have been listening to this pre-show, post-show, and that they like it that we're back. And then we're going to do as much as we can. We didn't do it yesterday because we were slammed. Yeah, and it has to be up by a certain time, because if we don't meet that time, then we just don't put it up. But is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say?
Nope. I need to drink this water. I will say,
a lot of water,
water is so important. Hydrate, people.
And sleep.
Well, yeah, hot,
we've
water
turned into
and
the
sleep.
Old man show.
Get a lot of rest.
Don't take the medicine.
It's shocking how
drink
many people
a lot
like
of water.
Take your probiotics.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a lot of people feel run down or they feel like crap, but they're like, "Well, I don't really drink water," and I'm like, "Well, let's start there."
I have an issue with vegetables sometimes. I don't eat enough vegetables, so I've been taking like a vegetable multivitamin.
Is that the same as eating veggies?
Mm-hmm.
No, but no, it's at least better than not eating any vegetables.
Okay.
So
okay,
it is not.
I'll consider that.
Okay, let me know. Amy's daughter sent me a whole bag of chocolate candy this morning.
She nice. Did.
And I'm no, you can have it if you want.
No, I don't
some.
Want it.
I had some, but I can't eat all of it.
New year, new me, man. Not really. I just really if I don't eat it, I just that's better for me.
I mean, it's packed. You let your kids have a lot of candy, huh?
Well, they don't consume it. That's what's stored up in there. They have a candy box. It's just stuff they've gotten accumulated over a year. I mean, candy shows up everywhere, but I will say they're great about it. They have their bin in the pantry with their name on it. They can't have candy in the room. They can't have candy without permission. And they put it in the bin. And she was cleaning out the pantry yesterday. And she put together, she found this like bag, I guess she had made for you a while ago. And she was like, this is for Bobby. You haven't taken it to him yet. And I was like, oh, I'll take it. But I knew you'd be like, ugh, I don't want this candy.
I had one of those mini packs of M&M's this morning.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. Fun size.
Yeah. Oh, the whole thing. The whole pack gets all chocolate.
Like, yeah, it's like Twix
if you're
and Snickers.
Trick-or-treating, you're happy with every one of those things.
Yeah.
So you guys can all have it if you want. Okay, we're ready with the show today. Here you go. Check it out. Dustin Lynch comes by today. You'll be able to hear that. Tattoo talk about Sharna and myself. You'll be able to hear that. And just some other stuff, too. Morgan, did you ever figure out the Howard Stern stuff?
No, I'm still looking for it. All I know is that he brought you up on the show and... What? It was from you being on Dancing with the Stars, but he didn't know you until then.
That's legit.
Your name came out of his mouth.
He's also made fun of me a couple times over the years.
That's okay, though.
No, no. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, Bones, that is so cool.
When I hosted with Kelly Ripa, he made fun of me. He was like, who is this kid hosting with Kelly Ripa? It wasn't super bad.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And there was when I got in the Radio Hall of Fame, he made fun of me. But again, he didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
Right?
He's one of your heroes?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, I forgot, because you know you got a reading from my cousin today.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear that, the psychic reading. Go ahead.
Yes. And my aunt texted me saying that she said that she talked to her and that there was a lot of other stuff for Bobby that she would not share on the air, like really personal stuff that she respects. So I'll try to get that and pass it along. But yeah. I don't know that she'll even tell it to me.
Yeah, she can tell it to you.
I can give her permission because she's just saying she wants to respect that, so she's not going to tell me unless you give me permission.
You have permission.
There are no HIPAA laws for
psychics.
Psychics.
No.
Okay.
Don't think so.
Okay.
No. All right.
Okay. I'll text her.
Yeah, let her know. Okay. That's it. All that. Yeah, the psychic. That's on today too.
Oh boy.
Music.
What's up? There's a new podcast going out for the Bobbycast. I think today, right, Mike D?
Yeah.
It's about crossover songs, country to pop. And artists who have tried it, and now I'm also going to talk to AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, who's trying to cross over on the same podcast. So search Bobbycast. If it's not up right now, it will be up. And then in a couple days, the Jake Owen Bobbycast goes up finally, which is really good. And so, yeah, that'll all be up. Search Bobbycast. There's one with Tenille Townes, who is in the class of 2018, 2019. What a year is this? Holy cow.
19.
I was looking at a funny meme. They were like, we should get Barbara Walters to do the New Year's countdown to 2020. So right when it lands, she goes, this is 2020.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Friday, January 11th show, and away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
I told you I was going to try something. I don't think that worked that good. I don't think that worked. All right, hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Maybe I don't play that top of the hour thing where it's like, because it's just generic like all the other hours. It's just like, this way. Raymundo, can we do that?
Whoa. That sounds cool.
And then I just come on, I'm like, hey, good morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still feeling it out. We're a brand new show. We've only been on 6 years. good morning, everybody. Hey, short men are aggressive towards taller men. I'm going to start with this story this morning. Let's do the heights around the room. Don't lie.
You got it.
Do not lie. Amy, if they lie, you call them out on it.
Okay.
Okay? You look at me and I'll hit the buzzer.
The liar button?
The liar buzzer. Okay. Yeah. Lunchbox.
5'11 and a half.
The half? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you buzzing him?
I mean, he seems pretty confident. It's fine.
How did I get buzzer?
Eddie?
6 foot?
Ooh. No.
I'm taller than Lunchbox.
Raymundo?
5'6 and a half.
No, there's no half. You're 5'6.
Why are all you guys lying about your height?
Why add a half? It just sounds so like you're not confident in your height. You have to add the half.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what the doctor told me last time I went. 5'11 and a half. That's what they said.
Eddie, your doctor told you you're 6 foot.
6 foot.
Were you wearing a hat?
Nope.
All right, my turn. 6'1 and a half.
Liar. All of you.
Why are you guys lying about your height?
I told you what the doctor said. Maybe it's because I had my shoes on, so I got that extra half inch, but that's what they told me.
Okay. I'm the tallest one on the show, right?
Yeah.
Probably half an inch.
Oh, yeah. Me, then Eddie.
Eddie, Lunchbox, y'all stand next to each other real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Eddie's taller than Lunchbox is.
I'm not
going
to do this.
No, Lunchbox is taller. Yep.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, lunch is taller.
I can look at the top of his head right
now. No, I think Lunchbox has got you, man.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow.
So there's six no foot. Way you're 6 foot.
This guy's climbing 6 foot.
Yeah, no way.
And then Ray is exactly my height, so he's 5'6".
According to a new study, short men are indirectly aggressive toward taller men. Is that why you guys are aggressive toward me?
No.
Oh, come on.
Bobby, I think it means a significant difference, not like...
half an inch.
Yeah.
Researchers found that shorter men are more likely than taller men to try to keep more for themselves and to share less and to prove their worth. In other words, you all are Napoleons compared to me. You have Napoleon complex. Yeah. Look at that. You know who's tall? I'm going to play Blake Shelton, but
he's really
oddly
tall.
Really tall. Yeah, he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Very tall.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Los Angeles police headquarters had to be evacuated for a suspicious powder for almost 2 hours. Everybody was out of the area. The powder turned out to be nothing. It wasn't a threat, so that's awesome news. In other news, weather news, watch out middle of the country. Lots of rain, snow, wintry mix. Lots of states affected. Careful on the roads. And finally, if you're headed to the airport, expect some delays through the TSA line. They're short on workers at the airports because of the government shutdown, and there have been some long lines.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Amy's a vegetarian for the most part.
Yeah.
Except for yesterday, you ate meat.
Hamburger.
So that makes you not a vegetarian.
Right. I know that sometimes I will have meat, but there was no stopping me. And we all got them. My husband got a burger. My kids got a burger. And my kids were like, what is happening? Mom, you don't ever eat this. They were like, this is fun. Mom, eat with us like this more.
Why'd you eat a burger?
I was craving it. And if I'm craving it, I'll have it. But it's so weird. I couldn't stop the craving because I knew it wasn't necessarily the healthiest option for me because it's like the bun and then the fries and the whole thing. But I was craving it. And all I really cared about was the burger. And I told my husband, I said, I bet I just take a few bites, kind of fill whatever this craving is, and I'm done with it. I ate the whole thing. Burger.
Where was the burger from?
Burger Up.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. They're so
real good.
I got the bison burger and sweet potato fries. Probably the fries. I don't know that it's so much the meat that made me feel super bad, but probably the fries and all the things that go along with the hamburger. But it was just a fun family night, and I was proud of myself for just living life. Feed the craving, have fun with the family.
What did everybody have for dinner last night?
Ooh.
Lunchbox, what did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, boy, I had 2 slices of pizza. That's it. That was kind of a rough night for dinner.
Why?
Because the wife was working, and I went to a going-away party for someone at work, and they had free pizza. So I was like, I'll just grab a couple slices, and then I'll make something when I got home. And I never made anything.
You just went to bed?
Just went to bed.
I had a grilled chicken and vegetable medley.
Mm.
Oh,
see,
nice.
I'm jealous of that. Those vegetables. Yeah.
What kind of medley?
I like green beans. I like broccoli. I like corn. Mm. I don't like onions or peppers.
Oh.
Really?
The things I don't like in my food, I don't like onions. I don't like peppers. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like peanut butter.
Whoa.
Mm. I don't eat all that together anyway. Okay. No one does. But I'm saying those are the things I don't like. If it's, hey, do you want a hamburger? Okay, but no mayonnaise. Do you want no peanut butter? I don't do onions or peppers.
No sautéed onions? Mm-hmm. Like,
don't
ooh,
like them.
Sautéed onions
don't
are
like the,
so
the
good.
Texture of them. Don't like the taste of them. I can have an onion ring, oddly.
Okay.
Fried, so you like fried onion?
Anything fried.
Maybe that's what it is. Eddie, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, I picked up a rotisserie chicken from the grocery store and then had that with some carrots.
Do your kids like that?
Yeah, because you just put it right in the middle of the table and everyone just grabs whatever they want.
Raymundo, what'd you have for dinner last night, buddy?
Dinner's the one meal I usually skip.
Wait, so, what?
Yeah.
You're like a bodybuilder.
Because he goes to bed.
I love my breakfast and I love my lunch, but dinner, I'll pass.
I was reading in how you can actually like lose weight in a way that people aren't following their body schedule as much as they should. Meaning, when you sleep, it's hard to sleep if you have a bunch of food in your body.
Yes, it's true.
And if you fall asleep when your body hasn't digested it, it kind of just chills.
Oh, no.
So they say you can eat a big breakfast and a medium lunch and a light dinner. But we as humans do the opposite. We go grab something for breakfast, eat kind of a medium lunch and a big dinner because we've been held without the whole day. So that's really not the way our cycle works. You're supposed to eat a lighter dinner so you can sleep better and so it just doesn't chill in your body and make fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Maybe that's why you're in such good shape, Raymundo.
And also, when I wake up in the morning, I'm starving, so there's no snoozing or thinking about sleep. I'm like, let's get some food. Let's go.
What do you have for breakfast in the morning?
Usually just like sandwiches, so I don't even eat breakfast food.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
You're like an alien, man. Everything you do
he's
is
like
different.
Joey.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
You know what they call me, right?
Country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, which is why I do this segment. I'm always looking at country music history.
On this day, in 1991, 28 years ago, Garth Brooks has the number one song in country music with
Sometimes
Unanswered Prayers.
Ba-da-da. For unanswered prayers.
Eddie, what album was this on?
No Fences.
Yeah. Garth co-wrote the song. It was on No Fences. He played the song live the first day it was written. He performed it at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville that evening. And he invited one of his buddies to come and play the song, and they played it the day it was written.
I love these stories.
The song was Garth's fourth number one. It stayed there for 2 weeks. It helped the album No Fences, the number one spot. It held it there for a bit. Oh, wow, for several months.
She wasn't.
By the way, Garth is the best-selling solo artist in the United States, ahead of Elvis. Is second only to the Beatles in overall.
I don't think enough people realize that.
They don't. Some of my friends at Dancing with the Stars that don't know anything about country music, they'd be like, Garth Brooks, is he good? And I'll be like, he's bigger than anybody you know. Bigger than Michael Jackson, bigger than Elvis Presley. They're like, what? And I was like, he sold more than any solo artist in America. And only the Beatles beat him, period. Like of bands and of everyone. So yeah, on this day, 28 years ago, Garth Brooks has Unanswered Prayers.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Nicole Kidman shared the moment she knew Keith Urban was the one. She says it was her 38th birthday, and he stood outside with gardenias at 5 a.m. on her stoop in New York, and then he took her to Woodstock for a motorbike getaway, and she was sold. A new album out today, Randy Houser's Magnolia. It's named in honor of his home state of Mississippi. Here's the single off the album called What Whiskey Does.
I'm gonna let that whiskey do what whiskey does.
We've got some big movies coming out this weekend. Two of them are If Beale Street Could Talk with 95% on Rotten Tomatoes and A Dog's Way Home with 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this woman, Jennifer Clark. She owns Jen's Sweet Treats. And a lot of people in her community, they know of her because she has an awesome bakery and she donates food around the community to people that need it, police officers, homeless, stuff like that. And her van that she uses for work was really run down and rusted, didn't even have heat. So in the winter, she's driving around like crazy. So people in the community, they gathered together and got her a 2010 Dodge Caravan, all thanks to people pitching in. And it's a car that actually runs and has heat and all the things.
They bought her a van?
They bought her a van. So now she can do her bakery deliveries and stuff. She's just a staple in the community, and she looks out for others, and they realized she had a need, and they stepped up.
Ah, good for them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Toronto, Canada. A 28-year-old man was having a bad day. His girlfriend broke up with him. He's on a drive, and he sees a Porsche dealership, and he realizes, man, I'm never going to be able to afford a Porsche. So he drives his car right through the front window.
Because he was never going to... How do we get that story? Does he say that to the cops?
Yeah, he just said, I was having a bad day, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I realized I wasn't going to be able to afford a Porsche ever.
So
I just drove through
it.
The window? So what happens to him?
He's arrested for vandalism.
Only vandalism?
And reckless driving. And he's going to have to pay for a new window and some damaged Porsches.
He didn't hit the Porsches?
He hit one in the display room.
Remember that story yesterday of those kids who broke into the car dealership and crashed all the cars into each other?
Awesome. Yeah.
Did you see the pictures of it?
Yeah, I saw some of the cars, and they were pretty beat up.
I was surprised that a CarMax had high-end cars, super high-end cars.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because on the commercials, CarMax is like Walmart.
Right.
And it's like normal person cars. Not Porsches, yeah, or Lamborghinis or whatever they were crashing. Go over to BobbyBones.com if you want to see that right there. All right, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
What better way to start off the new year than with the new game? Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. I want to remind you about the show's favorite mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. That's right, folks. Best Fiends is the puzzle game America's talking about. With 5-star ratings on the Apple App Store and Google Play, you will not want to miss out on all the fun collecting tons of cute characters and solving thousands of addictive puzzles. The game has been downloaded millions and millions of times because it's absolutely amazing. I had so many tweets, people going, I downloaded Best Fiends. It's updated all the time, so there's always something new and exciting to play and explore. It's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And it's the type of game that never gets boring once you play it, and I think once you start playing, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game, so you're going to love it. Do yourself a favor. This new year, go download Best Beans for free in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. The game is called Best Fiends.
So Tuesday of next week, I go and I dance my final time on the Dancing with the Stars live show. And then I'm done dancing, right? But it's in Radio City Music Hall. I'm pretty excited. It's a cool place to dance.
Yeah.
And Sharna.
It's amazing.
You're dancing at Radio City Music Hall. How crazy is that?
Just that I'm dancing is crazy. Right?
Yeah. That's where the Rockettes do their thing.
I know.
So Sharna is coming up to that show, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars. And she just got back from Australia, and I texted her. I was like, hey, you want to get those tattoos? And she said, yeah. So I think we're going to get the mirror ball tattoos.
All right.
Because a lot of listeners have been asking about that. Like, when are you going to get the mirror ball tattoos
wow,
that you said you were going to
really
get?
Wow, it's really happening.
But I don't really know where I'm going to get it put on my body. And if you're new to the show, I won Dancing with the Stars this last season. And I said during the season, if we won, which no one thought we would win, we would get a mirror ball tattoo. So I'm thinking, where would you put it if you were me? My face?
So hard.
No.
Under my eye?
I thought maybe behind your ear.
That's too feminine.
Okay. Oh, it is.
And I'm extremely feminine, and that's still even too feminine for me.
I've got it.
Kane Brown has it. He's not feminine.
It's like his neck, but ear.
Yeah.
And also, it's a mirror ball. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so I think along with your other tattoos on your forearm.
Lunchbox?
I say inside of the lip.
No.
So you open up and look at my ball.
Eddie?
The back of your neck. Like, how cool would that be? Like, the back of your neck, when people are walking behind you, like at the airport or something, like, that's Bobby right there.
I
the
think
mirror ball.
Right Not now, bad. I'm leaning toward, like, the back of the elbow.
On your elbow?
Like, the back of it.
Like, if you go like this, it'd be like the ball,
no,
and then if you
like,
straighten your elbow.
Like, if you... How do
okay,
I,
pull
how
up
do,
your... Show me.
This?
I don't
okay.
know.
Like, right here.
Okay. Oh, okay. The bottom of your tricep area?
Yeah, above. It's above
Before,
your elbow.
Above the
right.
elbow on the back of it.
When you
there
said you the
go.
Back of the elbow, I was thinking, well, the ball's going to look
small.
Smushed.
It'll be a small tattoo.
How small are you talking?
Not anything huge.
Like, is it going to look like
who
a
Who even knows
freckle?
People know what Dance of the Stars is going to be in 5 years?
And you
got to
put hashtag DWTS.
No, I'm doing no hashtags, no letters. I need to find some sort of outline of a Dancing with the Star. Ball, mirror ball.
Uh-huh.
But I think we're getting them done Tuesday. That's
are you going to
Do you
get
know
it
where
in
she's
color,
gonna get hers?
Or is it going to be a black and white?
It'll probably be black. What?
Oh.
Do you know where she's getting hers?
I don't.
Okay.
I haven't seen her since I was in California for Idol before Christmas because she went to Australia. So I don't know. She did write that thing on Instagram about me, and all the news sites keep picking it up. Did you see it? Where she's like, we're closer now. Now people think we're like dating again.
Oh.
Who
oh,
knows?
No. Can't shake that.
I
just
know.
Go right back into it. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, that's the deal. Everybody good?
That's exciting.
Lunchbox has been kind of pestering me about it a little bit, asking when it was going to be.
I was just wondering because the listeners kept asking me, when's he going to get the mirror ball tattoo? I don't know, guys. That's up to him
I
and
I think
Sharna,
we're going to do it next week.
Now we know, so hey.
There you
look
go.
At that. Yeah. I want it to be big, though.
Maybe I can get her to come on the show next week if we're together.
Are you going to use your guy? Your tattoo guy?
We'll probably in New York.
Oh, man. Ooh. Careful.
You're going to go to there.
You got to get the right place.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Chinatown.
Oh, no.
Just
no.
a random person.
Hey, yeah. The size of a penny, a nickel, or a quarter?
No, bigger than that.
Or a dime.
50-cent piece.
Half dollar? Yeah.
Like a
Give
dollar,
us a size.
Dollar bill.
Like that big.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, what, that's
what
pretty
size
big.
What size is that?
50 silver cent
dollar. Amy, if you say that's pretty big, you're the kind of girl I need in my life. All right.
Everybody needs a girl like you.
Yeah, no, yes, because that was pretty small. All right. Here we go, friends. I'll give you the famous slogan of a product or business. Just tell me what the business is.
Easy.
Everybody have your pens out?
Yeah.
Let me introduce our listeners to you guys as you guys pull your pens out. To my left, my co-host, my main squeeze, mom of two. Married of how long have you been married?
12 years.
12 years.
Main squeeze?
My main
to
squeeze.
To someone else.
Huh?
To someone else. You said I was your main squeeze, and then you said I've been married for 12 years.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Amy, everybody.
Yeah.
Details. Who cares? Over to my right. He's been with me longer than anyone has. He started as a delivery driver at Jason's Deli. He came on the show as a guy who just showed up, was like, oh, I'm crazy. And then here he is now. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
And sitting way to my right, he was my television producer at local station Emmy Television in
That's
Austin,
right.
Texas. That's how we met. We were randomly teamed up. And I said, Eddie, if I ever get a show and it's a big show, you come and edit all the videos. And he did. Here he is, producer Eddie.
Yeah.
We have three players here today. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Ready.
Number one, kid tested, mother approved. That's the famous slogan. Kid tested, mother approved.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Does it sound familiar?
No.
Yep.
Yes, but I'm, yeah.
Amy.
Nestle Quick.
Ooh, sorry. Lunchbox.
Give me the Kicks.
Kicks.
Cereal. K-I-X. Cereal,
wow.
He got it?
Yeah.
Are those both have bunnies, Nestle Quick, and...
Nope.
No. Eddie?
Huggies.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Damn it.
Give that lunchbox a point over there.
Okay.
All right, number two. Eat more chicken.
Say that again.
Eat more chicken.
I'm in.
In.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Chick-fil-A.
Lunchbox?
The way my grandma says it, Chick-fil.
What?
It's Chick-fil-A, but that's how we say it in our family.
Eddie?
Chick-fil-A.
There we go.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Number three. We have the meats.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Boston Meat Market.
Oh, the old Boston Meat Market.
Solid guess.
Yeah. Is that even a thing?
No.
Yes.
Boston Market is
Boston
a
Market.
Yeah. Oh, the Boston Meat Market.
No, sorry, no I meat added meat. I added meat. Boston Market. What is it?
Lunchbox.
The place called Arby's.
Eddie?
Arby's.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
This is not your game, Aim.
Nope.
Kills bugs dead.
I'm in.
I am in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Raid.
Lunchbox?
Raid.
Eddie?
Raid!
There you go. Is Lunchbox perfect so far?
Oh,
all right,
boy.
The score is Lunchbox 4, Eddie 3, Amy 2. Let's go to the last one. Amy, you've been eliminated. I'm sorry. I know. Lunchbox, if you get it, you win.
I got that.
The ultimate driving machine.
The ultimate driving machine.
Oh, what are they called? Oh, dude, hold on. Give me... All right.
I'm in.
I'm in.
That's not right. Do you know it, Lunchbox?
No, I don't.
What do you have?
Nissan.
Nissan, no. Now, Eddie, if you get this right, you're back in the game. We go to tiebreaker.
I couldn't come up with a real one, so I put Hot Wheels. It's the other one, though.
It's something machine. It's BMW.
Oh.
The ultimate driving machine.
That was way off.
There's our winner right there. Taking it home. How you feel, bud?
Man, it feels good. I feel like I pay attention to products and their slogans. TV commercials pay off.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This woman's happy to be alive because randomly, these two people were near and they saved her life. So she was going through a diabetic attack. Her name's Marie. Tim and Joseph were working on her house. They work at a place called Elite Restoration. Quote, I knocked on the door, walked in the house, announced ourselves, and she was laying on the floor. She had low blood sugar, so she passed out. They called paramedics. They held her up. They made sure that she didn't, like, swallow her tongue or anything crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just walking in the house, like, check on, hey, do you want us to do this? And they saved her life. She said, quote, I just thank God that they were here. I tell them all the time. They're angels sent from God to help me because I wouldn't be here today without them.
Mm.
How random they walked in right at that time that she had a seizure. Yep, there you go. Shout out to those guys. Man, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Nicole Kidman shared the moment she knew Keith Urban was the one. She says it was her 38th birthday, and he stood outside with gardenias at 5 a.m. on her stoop in New York, and then he took her to Woodstock for a motorbike getaway, and she was sold. A new album out today, Randy Houser's Magnolia. It's named in honor of his home state of Mississippi. Here's the single off the album called What Whiskey Does.
I'm gonna let that whiskey do what whiskey does.
We've got some big movies coming out this weekend. Two of them are If Beale Street Could Talk with 95% on Rotten Tomatoes and A Dog's Way Home with 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch.
Dustin Lynch is walking down the hall right now. And there he is.
What's coming
up? In the studio. There he is.
Give me some.
Give me some.
Hey, buddy.
Congrats, man.
Big victory.
Put those headphones on. Let's talk. I was watching I was watching some Insta stories. I guess I was tipped off on Luke Combs as you guys were all sitting around at Hunting Lodge playing songs.
Yeah, we just got back from the Opry hunt. Like,
oh, is that what that was?
I haven't slept in 3 days.
Because it was, I saw John Conley, I saw Jansen, Luke Combs. Who else was at that Opry hunt?
Yeah.
It was like the coolest guitar playing songwriter.
Craig Morgan, Marty Rowe from Diamond Rio was there, who's like my all-time favorite.
That's got to be pretty cool, right?
It's awesome.
How does that work? So does someone go, hey, at 9 p.m. we're going to do this, or did someone just pick up a guitar and start playing a song?
It's kind of tradition. It's a tradition. This hunt has been going on since the 60s. I think 1960s when they started, at least as far as it goes back they can remember. And so it happens every year. And I got invited. I remember the first year I went, I was so nervous being around those legends and just in camp. But you really get to know each other. Like Luke comes in our room together, and he and I, you know, like he said it best, he's like, we've had to act like we know each other on camera, but we don't know each other. So it was cool to kick it with him and really get to know him and learn his story. And I consider him a great friend after this weekend.
Where do you guys go?
There's a farm. The CEO of Ryman Properties has a big plantation down in Mississippi we go to.
How do you get invited? Nobody called me. Luke Combs, right? I remember. So
you play the Opry, so maybe you will, man.
Maybe I just need to say.
I'll put in a good word for you. That'd be fun.
I would go. I'll just cook.
Well, see, Blake, like,
you cook?
I don't know. You don't have to hunt. It's kind of just hanging. If you want to hunt, you can go hunt. But like Blake Shelton comes and he never hunts. He didn't care. He just hangs out at the bar.
Let him know. I play the Opry like 7 times a year.
I know.
Dang. I was watching those. It was really cool, Amy. I was watching the Insta stories and what was the rule? You had to play one of your own songs?
Yeah, it's kind of just, we're just sitting around the fire, just kicking it, hanging out. And
you were playing Small Town Boy in the clip that I saw from you, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. And you came away liking them better, everybody?
Yeah, always did.
Anybody you're like, nah, they're not that cool?
No, I don't think on that hunt there's ever been like a...
Oh, wow.
Everybody's been pretty cool.
Oh, wow. It's fair. Okay. It's like not cool or...
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
By the way, let me say this. By the way, Dustin Lynch is here. Got a song going for number one this week. How about that?
Is it?
Yeah, right?
This is one of my favorite songs.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. As soon as it came out. Mm-hmm. Like, because...
I got it.
Amy, he played it at iHeart Country Fest.
That's right.
And Amy, I heard Amy you warming like, up, and I was like, who is this guy? What is this song? Because I was in the bathroom. It. I couldn't...
Who is this guy? Like, you didn't know Dustin Lynch.
I was hearing, like, just a sound
it's
coming
so funny
from
you were
stage.
In the bathroom the first time you heard it, because I was in the shower getting ready for that show the first time
dressed.
I heard it on the radio.
Like, I was using the public bathroom as my dressing room for the iHeart Fest, and I'm, like, changing, and I'm like, this song is the jam. And then I walked out, and it was Dustin Lynch. And then now look at it.
Wait, didn't it... come out without it came out by itself, right? Like,
yeah.
Then you go, I just got to put something out.
Yeah, it fell out of the sky. I was out touring with Brad Paisley and decided just to have some friends out to write, and it happened. And then I decided, well, I'll wait to record this. Let's go ahead and do it.
That's exciting.
And we decided to put it out.
I mean,
very unconventionally, but
you make money when you tour. But if you write the song too, like he just got to upgrade his. He got a new patio. He got a new gazebo for that song.
It's funny you say that because I do need to put in like my yard screams. I need a pool.
Oh, so you're gonna get a pool.
I might. I don't know. I'm never home. So I can't justify the money of a pool is a lot of dough.
Screams I need a pool? Like if you have a lot of space or trees or
it's,
what?
Yeah, I have a yard that is super flat and my house sets up for a pool. I even have a pool house, just no pool.
Oh, wow.
The guy
it is screaming, I need a pool.
Yeah. So like, wow, a pool house.
He's got floaties on the backyard, a pool house.
Now it all makes sense.
A lifeguard just chilling out there watching the grass.
Yeah.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch.
How's everything else going? You good?
Everything's great.
Yeah? You drink coffee. We're hanging.
All right.
What is your coffee drink?
This is an Americano.
Black. Oof.
I like it hard. I like it to hit hard.
Mm. I never drank coffee until I started doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And my partner would drink those Americanos.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wanted it as strong and hard as possible.
Yeah, I don't want any. I just get it over with.
And her coffees.
Come on.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay, got it.
Here's the thing about Dustin. I was on that show and there was a swimsuit model. Alexis Wren.
The Instagram model.
Yeah, she's also like Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They never defined her as that. They never said Sports Illustrated. They were always like, she's got 12 million followers on Instagram. She's an Instagram star.
So many dudes were like, oh, I'm a big fan of her. And Dustin was one of them.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
You followed her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
For sure I do.
She was really nice, by the way.
Really? That's good to hear.
She was really nice. Really quiet. her and I guess we never...
But then she fake dated her dancer, and that's annoying.
I didn't say she fake dated either.
I didn't say you did. I just put it together.
I don't even think they fake dated.
Okay, fine. They dated. All of a sudden, they're like with other people.
Scandalous.
And then when they're trying to get votes, they're like all love. And then they would get done dancing, and she would like kiss on him and be like, ugh. But she was just trying to win people over.
I don't know that that's true, Amy.
No, I saw it with my own eyes. I was there.
Well, anyway.
I call that a great competitor.
Yeah, like you do whatever it takes to win.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Dustin sent me an instant message. He was like, yeah, I like her. Big fan. He follows her.
How are you one of the 12 million?
I'm one of the 12 million.
She posted some picture right around Christmas time. I have to find it. Right. I don't even know. I think she showed up in my feed somehow, like you might want to follow this person. And she was basically leaning over a couch, like naked.
She knows what the people want, Amy.
That's why she has 12 million followers. Yeah. She didn't get them by accident.
I was like, what is this picture?
Hey, how do you talk to her? Do they instant message you?
Yeah, I get a lot of DMs.
Do you get blue check mark DMs? You don't have to say who it is.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Dang. That's allegedly cool, huh?
Yes.
Why does that make me cool?
Because like cool people think you're cool and they want to go out with you.
What are they DMing you? What are they, when they slide in the DM, are they like, hey.
Do you slide in other girls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I've tried that and never worked. No, they never respond to me.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're probably.
Have you slid into Alexis's DM?
No. You're probably DMing the wrong people then. They probably get a million a day and don't see anybody's, you know?
Maybe. What I'll do is I'll watch a TV show and I'll see someone and I'll go like, let me just go see what their Instagram is. And I'll go like, hey, I'm watching you. Like,
do that?
I have a couple times. No. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I'm a single guy.
You
what do you?
Gotta, yeah.
You see, you're like, hey, I'm watching you.
I'm like, hey,
right now.
Yeah, there was someone in that Jack Ryan show.
Which one?
I don't remember. I'd have to look at the show. And I was like, hey, I went to her Instagram, whatever. And I was like, hey, I watch you at Jack Ryan. You're pretty awesome on it. And then she didn't respond. And I was like, ah. Oh.
I got a good old fashioned DM last week. I went to the gym and I came out and had a napkin under my
oh, that's an old fashioned DM.
That was the old fashioned DM.
Yeah.
And said, hey, if you're interested, here's my Instagram. So then I went on Instagram to see
what
it was.
So you went and checked it out? And then
I think it would have been cooler if she had just come and said hello in the gym. Like, are you going to leave me a nap?
Gyms are tough, though, man. Because you're working out. Maybe you don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
You're actually doing something. You know what I did? I went to a yoga class and asked a girl out. And I've never done that before.
How'd that go?
We
went rock climbing.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just a date. But I'd never have. Can you do that? Can you ask somebody out? Like in a.
I suck at it because I don't have any practice. Like I'm really bad in social settings because I haven't had any practice. I've been ever since I was in college. I was playing at bars. I never had the practice in college or whatever to like be in a bar and go hit on a girl. I have no idea how to do that. I have no idea what to say.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Oh wait, but he never answered what people DM you about. Like if you feel like a blue check mark just slid into your DM, like what are they trying to get from you?
Usually it's a compliment about music, and then you know
it leads
some sort of emoji,
whatever
that you can read into
an emoji. Oh, what's that one?
Eggplant.
No, that's definitely not going
to
work.
Bobby, back to you. DMing actresses that you see on TV. Was it the doctor?
No,
the
but blonde? she's a rapper. The doctor is. Yeah, her name's MC Dusk.
I bet she's great.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Anyway, all right, we're going to come back with Dustin Lynch. We'll get onto some normal stuff. We kind of got off track. What are you looking up over there?
I'm trying to figure out who
more Alexis Wren pictures?
No, I'm done with that.
Okay, we'll come back. Dustin Lynch is here.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch.
Do you cook? Do you grill?
Yeah.
You do at the house?
I need to grill more. I'm more of just keep it in the kitchen so I can watch TV.
But you cook for yourself?
Yeah.
Do you Uber Eats or like Postmates to your house?
No, I'm outside of the Uber Eats zone, which is killing me right now.
Oh, so you're way out of town.
Yeah. It'll get there. But I'm like right on the edge.
Can you drive into the gas station and meet them and pick it up?
I have done that before to catch an Uber.
Oh, you have to, so Uber won't even come to your house?
Sometimes it won't, and I'll have to drive to like the Walmart and park at the Walmart down the street.
I saw once, I think you may have ordered a car and it was like your bus driver.
Yes.
Yeah, on your Insta story.
So he pulled up. I get a confirmation and see, I'm like going, there's no way that's my, his name's Serge. There's no way that's my Serge. There's no way he's Ubering because we had just got home that morning. And sure enough, he pulls up in the driveway. It's my bus driver in his car Ubering.
One
like,
star.
What are you doing?
You give him one star. Mess up.
And he,
rating.
Well, he wouldn't let me pay him, which really ticked me off. And then he wouldn't take my tip. But yeah, he's like, man, I can't stand being at home. I love the conversation. I've met so many cool people. Because Nashville gets people from all over the world. He goes, so I just get home and I do it.
Raimundo drove. Do you drive Uber or Lyft?
Uber.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And why'd they kick you out?
Too many bad reviews.
Like what? What were these reviews?
My car's pretty crappy.
So it was like this guy's car smells?
Doors are broken.
So when people can't get in or out. <It's
bad. laughs> Hey, you're going on tour with Thomas Rhett, huh?
It was the door's fault. Yeah, I am.
So how does that happen? Does he call you and go, hey, man, you want to go on tour?
Yeah, essentially, you know, we always have kind of our bucket list tours we want to be a part of. And earlier last year, I would be asked, who would you like to tour with for my agents? And TR was at the top of my list for this coming year. And right after, and I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but right after my CMA performance at the stadium at CMA Fest, we got a call that they're interested. So, you know, we've been kind of massaging it for a while, but finally got to announce, and man, it's gonna be fun. I met TR the first time. He skipped class to come meet me for lunch. I was writing with Red, his dad.
He skipped class like you guys were kids then.
Yeah, he was in college, and I just got a record deal and started writing, and I was writing with Red, and he was like, hey, my son's gonna come meet us for lunch, and it was TR. But whenever he asked me and we got to talking about how fun this year's gonna be, we were texting about that. Man, it feels like yesterday, you know, he was skipping class to hang out and eat lunch.
And Rhett's on the tour too, which is funny. You mentioned that. It's you, yeah. TR, Rhett.
He's going to quit the tour.
He's just going to get annoyed.
Yeah, I mean, man, touring's tough if you're not used to it.
Talk about
we'll
that.
See how he does.
I think everybody thinks touring is this real glamorous. You go and it's just you're in meat coats the whole time, drinking champagne. it's kind of down. You're in a bus.
You have to be groomed for it. And you have to be in shape for it. You know, it's tough on your mind and your body. And Rhett, being a songwriter, he likes to sleep in till late in the afternoon. And, you know, so I don't know. We'll see how he does. I think he's going to regret doing it. But at least it's his son, so he's got that as an excuse to keep going.
What song of yours do people sing the loudest when you play it?
Gosh.
One song. You're like, this is the song that I know that most of the time the crowd's going to get the most hype for.
At the end of the tour with Cole, it was Good Girl. There's something about a new song on the radio, I think, that people discover and are really hype about. Small Town Boy is obviously kind of the global across the board.
So Small Town Boy?
Yeah, I think.
For much of 2018, Small Town Boy was the loudest sang song?
Yeah.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Dustin Lynch.
Remember Small Town Boy? You know, I was disappointed when you didn't get a nomination for that song. I know you were too. Like, real talk, I was like, I was surprised you didn't get a nomination for that song.
It's all good, man. I'm going to keep swinging the bat.
What do you do?
That's great about it.
You're waiting for it. You don't get it. How long does it take you to go, all right? Because it would take me a bit. I'd be disappointed.
At this point in my career, I'm used to it. You know, I've been around long enough where it's like, okay, whatever. I'm not the only guy that did, you know, I mean, there's always songs that
But just statistically speaking, just using data, that song deserved to be nominated. Not only is it a great song, but just looking at the data of the song.
Yeah.
But again, you know who's nominating are like a humongous group of people. It's not like one person decided to screw Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, it's all good.
There's a bunch of people.
I didn't get screwed. I mean, yeah. I don't look at
no,
it like
I
that.
No, I do. Because when you didn't get nominated, I was like, oh, I feel like, because there are people you go, oh, I can't believe they didn't get that. Yeah. I felt like Small Town Boy was the one that got screwed out of that category.
Well, maybe I don't know. I just want to keep swinging the bat, and one of these days it's going to happen.
What's the next song?
We got some new music coming soon.
What's the deal?
I've been working hard.
Spill the tea.
I thought I was ahead of the game this past fall. Like, oh, we're going to have some new music ready to go. I don't know when. And then Good Girl just kind of exploded for us way ahead of schedule. So I'm glad I was ahead of the game because now it's kind of we're in crunch time to get it done. But we got some new music coming very soon.
But it's time for a new song, though.
It is time for a new song.
This one's going to go number one. But then you got to get another one ready.
Yeah.
When do you announce that?
It's ready.
Do you know what it is yet? Don't say if you're not ready for it, but I'm saying, do I know what it is? Have I heard it yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You haven't heard it yet because it's not done. Like, we worked on it 2 days ago in the studio, so we're still putting it together.
When's it going to be done? What's it about? Did you sing it?
Probably, my singing's done. Yeah, it's already sang. So we're just kind of putting sprinkles on it. Dressing it up for you.
I don't know what that means. He's putting sprinkles on the new song.
You know, I mean, that's the last thing you put on a Sunday. A little sprinkle.
That still needs a little something.
A little fairy dust.
Anything you want to ask Dustin before he goes, Amy? He's been here for half an hour. He's been hanging out with us.
What was our other thing besides spill the tea? Because this is what I want to ask him. The other word.
Gucci. Snatched.
Gucci. Oh, yes.
Are y'all trying to fit words into this interview?
No. Dustin, if someone were to say, oh, that's Gucci, what does that mean? Do you use it?
I have heard people use it. I always say, what's up, Gucci gang? I mean, I don't know.
What does that mean?
Just like, what's up, players?
A group of people, like fun group of people.
That's Gucci. Okay. I don't remember where I heard it.
Well, it's like, it's all the kids say right now.
It's very high school, right?
Well, I mean,
is that what it is?
Or just a hip.
I probably heard it from my cousin then. That's in high school.
We can say it. It's just
I don't say it. I cannot say it.
No, we can.
I can't say
that's Gucci. If you say that's Gucci, it means that's good.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's,
like your song, Good Girl, is so Gucci.
Okay, stop it.
See, that doesn't fit.
Stop it.
I think that's Gucci. So Gucci.
Your flannel right now is so Gucci.
But it's not.
But it works in the context of how we were described. If something's snatched, what's that mean? Do you know what that means?
I have no idea what that is. I know what whack is.
Yeah, but that's like yeah, that's like 90s crisscross.
He's like, yeah.
What is snatch? Tell me.
Snatch is, right? Hot?
Yeah, it means you look good.
Yeah, like you look snatch.
You look snatch. Ooh, slide into people's DMs with that now. Gucci and snatch. Do it.
No.
there he is. Dustin Lynch. Hey, congrats on the song, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thank you guys for supporting it.
Can't wait to see what the sprinkles are all about with the next one.
We got them coming.
You gotta add a little Gucci on top.
Yeah.
What?
He's gotta add some Gucci on top.
Now you're trying too hard, Amy. Now you're trying too hard.
That's the problem with getting older.
No, just embrace it. Hold on to your words.
You know? Like whack.
Yeah. And move on.
Psych.
All right. Dustin, good to see you, bud.
Hey, y'all too.
Hey, so Amy said yesterday she has a cousin who's a psychic, and I was interested. I can't say that I'm the biggest believer in mediums, but I can be convinced of anything at this point in my life. Amanda, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
Hey, I'm good. So what exactly are you?
Well, it's a long story, but just the short of it is I've had these gifts since I was young, and I've just in the past handful of years learned to channel them. And I get these simultaneous downloads of information, like I'm a USB port, you know, plugged into a computer, and I've learned how to translate them, essentially.
So you're a USB port or a psychic or a medium?
I'm a USB port.
Okay.
Yeah, straight up. I'm just a technology geek. No, it's like a USB port, and I'm able to channel your higher self, and like every version of you that ever was or ever will be comes through as like a collective. And it's inspirational, and it aligns people and validates kind of who they are, what they are, and where they're going.
Okay, listen, I'm into it. I'm open right now. Like I said, just being totally honest, I was like, I don't know if I believe this. Actually, I'll say this. I've never had an experience that would make me believe it. Being fully, just full disclosure. So that being said, Amy loves you. And Amy's like, hey.
Well, of course.
Yeah, you guys are first cousins, second cousins?
Yeah, well, so we're long. That's
okay,
even a
you know
longer
what?
Story.
You're just cousins.
But yes, we're just cousins.
We're cousins.
And her mom, my Aunt Lisa, like, we have been close for a really long time. And after my mom passed away was when, right around the same time that Amanda started, you know, channeling her gifts. But I am also more reserved about it and kind of like, what, Amanda? Are y'all for real? But I love them and respect them, so I kind of hear what they say, and then we go from there.
How much do you charge, though, usually?
So my readings are $225, and they're remote, and I have clients all over the world. I read for somebody in Rome last week. You know, I have somebody in Slovakia next week.
$2.25?
$225.
Holy
And it comes
crap.
With a recording, but listen, it's like a recording, and it's the gift that keeps on giving, because you listen and re-listen, and I channel very fast.
Okay, well, let's get rocking here. We have a little time limit here to do this, but Amy's cousin is on.
Through numbers.
Amanda.
So tell me your birthday.
Well, she's Amanda. Can I say your full name?
Like, what's your psychic name?
Oh, Amanda Rieger Green.
Okay. So my full birthday is 04/02/1980. That would be April 2nd, 1980.
April 2nd, 1980. Okay, hold on. Numbers just help me get into it, bad.
Good. We have a psychic on right
so
now.
So they're showing me that that a huge part of your life has been about responsibility, and like you are in a phase where you are starting to redefine what you are responsible for, who you are responsible for, and you're primarily responsible for yourself. And they're saying you're starting to recognize that because you've put other people first, even though you're a go-getter and a fire starter, and you create whatever it is that you are empowered by in your heart. But they're saying still in your internal life, there's been this struggle with responsibility. And that started at a young age in your environment. And they're saying you're at this phase where you're redefining that. And this year is going to challenge you in so many ways. If it's already not, you're at a bunch of crossroads. You have opportunities coming your way where it's going to be either the path of integrity or the path of ego. Ooh. And you will know, but you will be making a lot of decisions over the next year that are going to be challenging, and they're going to be painful, and they're going to have to do with relationships and connections that you have made long term and what makes sense to you now. But your response, if you ask yourself, what is my responsibility? And if it is self-care, honoring yourself, honoring your purpose, honoring your mission, then you will not waver, and you will do things and choose the way of integrity. And you have a tremendous...
Okay, hold on a minute. We're just going to go on here. Let me ask another question. This is a lot. We gotta keep this thing right to the point here. Am I ever going to get a girlfriend? How about this year? Am I going to get a girlfriend this year?
No.
What?
Wow.
Okay, fair enough.
No, you're not, because this year is more about you, and it's about you and this very holistic, like, this greater you. And so you're recalibrating some things. So it's like a girlfriend kind of comes into next year and closer to maybe 2021.
What is happening right
maybe
now?
Maybe next year. More so next year, though.
All right. Will I ever have a drink of alcohol?
Probably not. You're too much of a control freak.
Interesting. Amy, what would you like to ask her about me?
Oh, man.
Go
for it. This is so much.
Yeah. We have a psychic on the phone right now.
Your mom is with you, by the way. Bobby, you have, like, all these women around you, and your mom is with you. And just so you know, that she, the way that she presents herself to me is that she's working on herself tremendously, and she is able to be empowered and clean her soul and preserve her soul through the goodness that you spread and what you do for other people.
Have you read my book?
Just know that.
Because all this stuff's in my book, right?
No, I haven't read your book. Okay. I don't even listen to you guys that much. I mean, I
promise she doesn't.
Tidbit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
I know that they don't really listen.
No.
Well, I would like to know, because I think this will be good for Bobby. Will he get a dog?
You should get a dog. Like, dogs are good for you. Dogs are healing for you. Yes, you need to get a dog. And even though there's a sense of, that's back to the sense of responsibility, but that is an unconditional responsibility that teaches you how to be unconditional with yourself. And you know this because that's your most intimate relationship, is that unconditionality with pets. So, yeah, you need to get a dog.
Yeah, because Bobby has never...
And wait, do you have a dog? I thought you had a dog. I do remember that.
I did have a dog, but my dog died.
Okay, yeah. So know this, and this is just me telling you this, dogs come back. So you will know when the right dog shows up, like, you're going to know that, oh my gosh, there's something about this dog that is familiar. Trust that, and you will know, and that will happen this year.
Am I going to be super rich?
You already are super rich.
But I'm talking about, like, super rich. Am I going to be super rich?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're going to be like Bezos or anything, but, you know, I think you're going to continue your path of success, but you're also a humanitarian, so you give back, and when you give back, that feels good. So keeping that flow of money, that money flows to and through me sense about you, that's going to kind of preserve who you are. So it's more about you being abundant rather than rich.
Okay, so Bobby has said he'll run as the governor of Arkansas.
Boom.
Like, within the next 8 to 12 years. Oh, sorry, yeah. 8 to 12 years.
I can see you doing politics, absolutely, because that's where you can make a difference and be able to use your voice in ways that you feel really do impact the community, which is what I was just talking about you being a humanitarian. But I don't think that, I would say 8 to 10 years, that's not on your immediate track. You have other things that are coming up on your immediate track that are, again, you're going to be at these crossroads this year where you have to choose, and it's time to make some pretty big business decisions.
But he could win as governor of Arkansas?
Will I be the governor of Arkansas, Amanda?
I don't think so.
Oh, will I be the
what?
President of the United States, Amanda?
Well, Trump is, so I don't know. Anything goes, guys.
Okay, she's not giving me an answer on that one. We're getting pretty close to the end of the session here. Anything else you guys would like to know? Am I going to have kids?
Yes, you will.
Will I have a kid before I get a girlfriend, and how will that work scientifically?
Now, that I can't tell you, but I mean, you do know how that works physiologically.
I don't because it's been a long time. I'll be honest with you, Amanda. If you know what's been happening in my life, I haven't had that in a long time.
Okay, well, I can't tap into that. I mean, I'm not going
to
get too
I'd like to tap. Oh, excuse me?
What other, Amanda, you mentioned that he had a lot of women around him. Other women besides his mom are you? Is there any other women?
There's two or three women around you, and like one of them feels a little older, like more grandmother, and then the other is definitely your mother. What was your mother's first name, Bobby?
P-A-M, Pam.
Yeah, what she is showing me is like almost like she's learning clarity, and she's learning how to use her voice in a clear and consistent way, and she is learning that through you. And she says, you know, you can talk to her if you don't already, like you can talk to her and communicate with her because that bond is still there and it's stronger than you know.
All right. One final question.
Yeah. Hey,
what? Well, go ahead, Eddie.
You don't want to ask her how you're going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to die?
Yeah.
Do you know? Yo, I don't know that.
Do you know how I'm
going to
die?
That.
You don't know?
No, I don't
okay.
know.
Oh, man.
Okay. Amanda, are you...
Hold on. Let me go. Let me end on this one. Okay. Will I ever dance again on television?
Well, I heard you won Dancing with the Stars.
I did
hear about that.
Yeah.
Sure you will.
I'll go
sure
back.
You will.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll go back.
All right.
Yeah, you'll be like an All-Stars round, maybe.
There you go.
Okay.
Anything else, guys? Because we got to go.
I guess if we're done, we're done, but...
Amanda, would you like us to put like your psychic hotline on our website so people can call?
Sure. My website is Soul Pathology, and I also have another awesome business for people who are into astrology and numerology called Wise Skies, and it has a fun podcast and forecast.
Hold on. So it's called Soul Pathology?
Yep.
Okay. Will people go to that website by your psychic? Will people go and hire you?
We will see. Hey, I already have a great client base, and it's all built off referrals. So shout out to all of my clients who've supported me and believed in me because it's been pretty a remarkable ride.
Okay. Will I have a hit song? Will the Raging Idiots put out another hit song?
Not this year.
Oh, got it.
Wow.
Will I write another book?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, see? You
there
are going to do
there
it.
We have it. All right.
Amanda text me if you talk to my mom.
You want her to talk to your mom, really?
She already talks to my mom. She tells me
a lot lately, and we can talk about that because she appeared last week in like out of the blue, and she is around, and she's like really active and present lately, and I miss her so much.
That's really cool.
Me too.
Well, who should I try to hook up with
to get on the right path?
Uh-oh. Hello?
What?
On
that one?
No, he ran out of time.
No,
on that question?
Amanda.
Hello.
Amanda, come back.
What are you going to say? Wait, what?
We lost her.
Bobby hook up with?
Oh, shoot.
We lost her.
Oh, no.
Hey, get her back on. Ask her the answer to that question. I have to hit the button here. Okay, there's our psychic reading. How do we feel?
Come on, guys.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll talk about it in a second. You saw Tim Tebow got engaged, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? To the old Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Like a year ago, she's Miss Universe. Yeah, good for him. Tim Tebow, 31, is engaged to former Miss Universe Demi Leigh Nell Peters, who's 23. On Thursday, the Mets prospect and Heisman Trophy winner announced his engagement. Hey, good for them. That was a nice guy. I liked him.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I would like him as much after I met him, because sometimes you see people and you go, that's really cool. Then you meet him and go, oh. But he came in and I was kind of like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. Tebow confirmed. And
he said he's normally pretty private about this stuff, but he's super excited.
He's still a virgin. So Tebow has long planned to remain a virgin until marriage. So by the time, knock that off, huh?
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah.
She's only 23.
Don't be a hater.
Wow.
I'm bringing on Amanda.
Yeah.
That was not hating. It was
bit.
Inquisitive.
That's hater tone.
Oh, my gosh.
Our psychic, Amanda, is on. Hey, Amanda, sorry. Yeah, we cut out for some reason. What was the question I asked her we cut out for?
Who should you try to hook up with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's the plan here? What's my plan of action?
Wait, so are you still back on a girlfriend? Like, you're stuck on this when I told you.
I didn't say girlfriend, but, like, a guy just can't be lonely forever,
mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true. Okay, so here's the deal. Like, this year is a year where it's really, like, it's going to feel kind of self-centered. I mean, I think, you know, you're going to feel more like you have other bigger fish to fry. But it's a year where when you clear all that out and level the playing field, you will be ready to enter into a new relationship. And there is somebody coming in, and she's not famous.
Okay, well, that's
good.
Wow. What?
No,
not
I'm in.
Until, like, it's really closer to the end of the year or next year. And it, I don't know that you know this person either.
Okay.
I just asked him. I don't think you know this person.
I'm not going to make out with anybody. Like, even.
No, well, that might happen. I mean, I can't dictate your dating life.
What am I going to have for lunch? Like, there are all these questions that I.
That's not it.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Again, we'll put her. What's your website again? We'll put it on the website, too.
It's soulpathology.com.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's nothing. Amy's cousin. I'm just looking at it. Yeah.
Amanda, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Amy.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah. Why don't you have that psychic gene? It's your family.
Yeah.
Your cousin.
Yeah, I don't know, but she said she's just now been able to tap into it, a gift she's had since we were kids.
A lot of listeners are texting me right now saying that she could have researched most of that stuff.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I mean, she's also, she's honestly, whatever she's channeling into, she's giving you that. She has clients all over the world she's not able to research, and she has successful readings, I guess. She's known me my whole life, and she still has things she wants to tell me. So, I mean.
I don't know, truthfully speaking, that I'm any more of a believer than when I started.
Right.
Right. But. I'm going to take it into consideration. Now I'm just going to try to prove it wrong. Like, I have everybody else in my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a girlfriend today.
Yeah.
You're going to get married tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go.
2019.
Just to prove a psychic from one segment wrong. That's my MO in life, to prove people wrong.
Like she said that your dog could come back and another, like you'll know it's in another dog.
Can't
and
prove
I was
it's
like,
not.
I know, but I mean, even then I'm like, Amanda, for real, in my head, but that's me being because I'm not there, but I also want to be supportive of Amanda.
There
so I'm in a hard place.
You know? One of my friends went to a psychic. It's how this all came up. And she was like, you have to go because he's the best. He'll tell you all this stuff. He'll tell you people by name. And I was like,
Yeah. Do we know? Are we mutual friend?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Super close friend.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Roy was so excited when 6 years ago he found out he was going to be an uncle. His niece comes into the world, and it turns out his niece is deaf. So no one in the family knows how to do sign language. So he's like, man, I got to get something going here. I got to become creative. He invented gloves that when she signs, it sends information to an app and vocalizes what she's saying.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. He invented that?
He invented the gloves.
So I guess you assign movements to mean things, and it just says it out.
That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, that's good.
So, good job, Roy.
Good job, Roy is right. There it is. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The whole story is you should not check your phone first thing in the morning. Did you know that?
I mean,
when you roll out of bed, you shouldn't grab your phone.
I'd heard it can be stressful if you try to immediately check emails and do stuff like that.
Aside from stress, even taking that light and putting it right up to your head at the beginning, right when you wake up, is bad for you.
Okay, good to know.
You know what I do? I tell my Alexa to wake up to iHeartRadio and play 90s hip-hop, because we wake up early.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're waking up now, wake up to our show, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
tell the show. But for me, when you wake up at 3 in the morning, like it's like...
Bust it.
You never know what song it's going to play. So when this comes on, this came on this morning.
That gets you in a good mood.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do that. Like, I need to start putting a fun song on.
Do you guys dance?
What?
No.
When we wake up?
Like, when you wake up or, like, in shower?
No, not really.
You don't?
No.
Sometimes I take a freezing cold shower.
But you're a dancer,
yeah.
Dude.
No, I'm not. But that kind of gets me going in the morning a little bit. If I get a good song going. What?
I picture you dancing around the room on your way to the shower.
And terribly, too.
Yeah. Next day's function, high class luncheon, food is served in your stone cold munching.
I dance all the time, but not good. Like, I just, it kind of gets my juices going.
If you feel it, why not?
No, I don't feel it. I dance into it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel it, but dancing makes me do it, you know?
Peace up, A-Town.
Like, all right. Do you turn music on when you shower?
No.
No? It's like another dance party. Hey, we should do our second class or our last class of 2019 artist while I'm up here with all the music clips. Hey, so what we've been doing all week long is announcing our five artists who are in the class of 2019. The purpose of this is all year long we work with them. We bring them on the show. We put them on the podcast. I do shows with them, take them out on the road with me. It's just to expose great artists to you. And the only rule is you couldn't have had a top 40 song ever. And so it's always new artists. Tennille Towns was on Monday. Rachel Womack was on Tuesday. Abby Anderson on Wednesday.
Make him wait,
by the phone. And finally, Lauren Jenkins, Yesterday. This is called Give Up the Ghost. Give up the ghost, give up the ghost. All right, let's do one more.
Bobby Bones, Class of 2019. Newest member, Kaylee Hammond.
Here's the thing. This music isn't even out yet, but what happened was I went to a show at the end of last year where it's all female artists playing, one after the other. And she played. Her name's Kaylee Hammock. And I was like, holy crap. And so this is one of those rare instances where I went and was like, hey, I need to give me some music. And then I saved it for this. And I think it comes out like next week or something. Timing's right. But she's so good. Her name's Kaylee Hammock. This song's called Family Tree. This story reminded me of Lunchbox. There's a guy in Virginia who got into a police chase on Wednesday morning, and when the cops finally stopped him, he said, quote, lifelong dream to run from the police.
Yeah.
He's been charged with eluding, but more charges are coming. The 24-year-old is from Wakefield, Virginia. On Wednesday morning, he sped through a construction zone. Like, that was his crime. And he did that so a cop would chase him. He took off. He led them on a high-speed chase through three counties. That's like Dukes of Hazzard. Just get to the county line, the cops can't get you. You ever see that? Like, they, we just got to get out of
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can't.
And they can't. They just, like, slam on their brakes.
Dang it. He crossed the creek.
At one point, the cops clocked him at 130 miles per hour. Now, here's the problem that I have with this and this idiot is that he's flying and he's making cops risk their lives chasing him. Because it's all funny until someone actually hits somebody that's an innocent bystander,
right.
You know? And these cops are risking their lives driving 130 miles an hour. When they arrested him, he said it was because, man, it's just been a lifelong dream to run from the police. So I don't think anyone was hurt, though, right?
Thank goodness.
So do they cut him a break because it was a lifelong dream and he wasn't really doing it? He wasn't really a bad criminal?
No, anybody could use that as an excuse then, like,
my lifelong dream, rob a bank.
Yeah, just lifelong dream, wanted to shoot somebody.
Yeah, been a dream my whole life. No, I don't think so.
Poor guy.
Okay.
What's your lifelong dream?
Oh, to be on the... Well, it was to be on the Real World, but that ship has sailed because I'm too old, so...
Right, what else? Right now?
Win the lottery.
Yeah?
Like, hit it big. And, I mean, it doesn't have to be the $1 million, $500 million. I mean, $50,000 would be great. What else is my lifelong dream? Those are pretty much my two dreams.
So just win the lottery right now is all you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I can... As much as I can think of, I don't have any more dreams. All my dreams have sailed. I mean, I'm too old to do much of what I wanted to do. I mean, I would want to be on Survivor, but I would have to leave for 39 days, and it would just be hard. And now that I have a kid, I don't think I can just leave for 39 days.
Do people not go on that show that have kids?
No, they do.
Oh, for Survivor, your wife would let you go.
Oh, she for sure would.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm just trying to downplay it. Like, oh, you know, my kid would keep me here, but I'd go in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. So that would be on your dream list.
Yeah.
Survivor. All right. Make a note here.
Hey, you know what else? You know what I could do, though? When TJ Lavin is ready to retire from the challenge.
Who's that?
He's the host.
Yeah.
Oh. I could host the challenge.
Oh, you should start submitting tapes.
Why couldn't you be on the challenge?
Because it's usually people that come from Real World, or now they're taking people from Big Brother and other reality shows, and I wasn't on any of those yet.
I wonder if I could get on there.
Ooh, Dancing with the Stars champ? Yeah.
No, you cannot. If you got on the challenge, I would lose it.
What would you do?
I would lose it. I'd never talk to you again.
Well, that'd be hard, given our job.
All right, listen. I mean,
that would be
ridiculous.
When
the show is over, go back and listen to it all on the podcast today or this weekend. Search Bobby Bones Show on Demand on iHeartRadio. Dustin Lynch was in today. You can hear us talk about that, talk about his dating life. Or you can listen to the Bobbycast, the podcast I do from my house. Just search Bobbycast. A lot of artists come by and talk for an hour or so. People like Dierks Bentley or Chris Stapleton, a lot of big producers. So check it out. A lot to do this weekend if you get bored. Get your Bobby Bones on. The guy that texted us angrily didn't want to come on the air. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he wouldn't answer. He said he's on a big thing right now and can't answer the phone.
A big thing.
Yeah. Like a conference call?
He texted us this really mean message, and I was like, well, let's get him on the phone.
Oh. He only has time to text right now.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk. Did you talk to him, Morgan, ever since?
No, Hillary did. He didn't even answer, but he texted back and said he's on a
pergola is what he's on.
A pergola?
So he can't answer the phone.
I don't know. Where does he live? Anybody know? Well, okay. It says he was in the truck for an hour this morning, and every single minute of the show sucked.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, let's get him on. But he didn't want to come. It's like...
pergola.
Social media.
Pergola.
A pergola is an outdoor garden feature.
I was in the garden, duh. A very peaceful person.
Are you following the Jeff Bezos situation?
I mean, some of it, yeah. I feel like I caught up on most everything yesterday. Is there something new?
Well, they have like, he's sending like dirty pictures.
Yeah.
And this here's the thing about, this is why you shouldn't send naked pictures. Not that the person's going to get them and not like them, but they're going to show somebody. And that's how he got busted, because the woman he was sending them to showed them to a friend and like sent them to a friend, and then she's the one who sold them. That's not a friend
of his. Oh, yeah, that's a new update. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, who's worth, I know, $136 billion, who started Amazon.
Billion.
He did not have a prenup, and the National Enquirer claims to have racy texts from him, including a picture of his pee-pee.
Hmm.
Most read... Excuse me?
We don't want to see that.
Everybody says that their marriage was over, right?
Yes.
But the Enquirer is doing a different picture. But the Enquirer has beef with him anyway.
Why?
Political beef.
Huh.
Yeah. So they have some raunchy texts, they said.
Interesting. Is the Enquirer like a legit?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I read they had people, the Enquirer had people like tailing him for like 6 months. Like they have to have somebody hardcore.
Trailing him.
Yeah.
Maybe not tailing him, like they're chasing him.
Oh,
or like trailing
word?
His.
They were following him wherever he was going. They
really?
Talked about how they, and I'm like, I was picturing like the Enquirer having people like in the trees and like trying to get all the shots.
Here's the thing. Here's the reason that I don't even look at this a second time is because Jeff Bezos never tried to act like he was some moral, great human. He just did his job. Like, I'm not surprised some dude sent a picture of his wiener. It's what dudes do. He's not Tim Tebow who goes, hey, listen, I stand for this. I'm going to be. If we found out Tim Tebow was doing it, that'd be a big story.
Right.
We don't know what Jeff Bezos does. He just mail me my shake weight. You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want.
Oh, yeah. And preferably Prime.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
In less than 2 days, that'd be great.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. You said that's what guys do. And I'm like, yeah. Y'all don't send.
I've never done that.
Pictures of their.
I've never taken a picture of that.
I would never send a picture. But if I was on like FaceTime and someone was like, let me see. I wouldn't be against it. But I just figure the Russians are watching all the time anyway. Like, there's just someone going, hey, if he shows me, he shows me.
If he shows it,
just,
he shows it.
What? Yeah, yeah. Hey, Vladimir, come on. Hey, Bobby's about to show the girl his pee-pee. Come here. Gather around the computer. We hacked him. We're in.
It's not bad.
It's not. He's going to do it. How many rubles says he don't do it?
What? How many what?
Rubles.
Is that currency? Russian money?
I don't know.
Oh.
What's a Russian currency?
I have no idea.
I would have no problem. Who cares? But yeah, Jeff Bezos wasn't preaching some morality. So it's like, dudes do that. I don't know what the relationship was like. Who am I to go, Jeff Bezos, you shouldn't be doing that with your... No, you don't, I don't know if we're split up or not.
Yeah.
What do I know? What's the Russian currency?
You want me to look?
Anyone.
Oh, I didn't look.
Anyone.
I trusted
sorry.
Your word.
I was on Amazon.
You know, there's no word.
Ripple? What would you say?
Ruples.
Ruples.
The ruble.
Oh,
Russian ruble.
Ah, see,
of course rubles. He was right. Like, you hear or read something once and you remember. Who remembers that?
I didn't remember.
Basically, you were close.
Ruple.
Like, I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Ruple.
R-U-B-L-E.
That's what I know. I'm saying that in Russian, though.
Okay.
Ruble in American.
O-B-S-P.
Ruble.
Yes, good. Yes.
Ruble.
Anyway, that's the latest on the Jeff Bezos. I wonder if you have that much money, if it's really hurtful to lose half of it.
Yes.
Like you
no.
Have or if it's just an ego thing, like you are the leader of all money and you don't want to not be the leader of all money.
Does this make him the leader of not all money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It drops.
Yeah, he loses half his money. Whew.
Yeah, like Warren Buffett's up there.
Mm-hmm. Dang, poor dude.
Gates up there.
Who?
Gates.
Bill.
Seacrest.
Yeah, right.
Seacrest.
I'm looking at it like,
right.
Really red.
I'm like,
wow.
Okay. Stop with
close,
that.
Close, though.
Wow.
Meanwhile, she's now the richest woman.
If she will be. Like Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Carlos Slim. I think he's from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
He was
yeah.
The
that,
president.
He used to be number one, I think.
I mean, imagine that. She
was. Don't look at me like
president?
That. Yeah.
From Mexico?
Yes.
Oh. Go ahead.
She.
Betty voted.
No. She's going to be richer than Oprah. Oprah has worked hard her whole life, and this girl married someone.
No, I don't know that's true because she was with him when they started Amazon. So who's to say that she wasn't a major influence in the early thought process of even Amazon?
And there's the whole, I don't know what she did to, I don't know how they raised their kids or how that worked, but she contributed
he wouldn't
to
have
his lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
It's a team.
Yeah, it is, 100%. I support her becoming now the wealthiest woman.
If that's the case, I don't know what's going to happen. Was Carlos Slim the president?
You don't trust me.
The RuPaul.
So Lunchbox, if you next year you and your wife have been married now, before you get on Shark Tank with one of your crazy ideas, let's say you make it on Shark Tank next year with some wild idea and you become a bajillionaire. You don't think your wife deserves any of it through the process?
Maybe some of it, but she didn't come up with the idea, or else we would have heard about it. It was both of their idea all these years.
They're
not
having an idea.
I know, he doesn't get it.
I don't think he was president, Eddie. I think you're just yelling things. No, he's not a president.
I probably have an idea.
I think he ran for the president.
No, stop it. Our audio producer, Raymundo, did you set up a GoFundMe account?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, listen.
For what?
Listen to this. Go ahead.
All right, so this should I tell who it is for?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's for Eddie.
What?
This is kind of a gift from me to you. You're a great dad.
Oh, you don't know this?
No.
Oh, yeah, Raymond.
I have no idea.
He didn't get you anything. He set you up on a GoFundMe account.
For what? Well, because around Christmas time, you were right there in Dallas, and you could have saw your Cowboys play, but I just feel like you don't have the funds maybe to go see your Cowboys play. And they're in the playoffs, and they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So I set up the GoFundMe. It's send producer Eddie to the Super Bowl.
Wow!
Yes! Yes!
And so, I love it!
Yep, us and the help of the listeners, we can get you to Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah!
How much does that cost? Because he's going to drive if he goes.
Right, the drive is going to be so cheap, and then we're going to pay for the hotel and the ticket.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
The GoFundMe account. And then if we have enough, we can send his whole family. But right now, it'll be just you. And I'm looking into hotels. I think it's going to end up costing about $5,000.
Wait, wow. How much are Super Bowl tickets?
Well, the ticket's going to be about $2,000 or $3,000.
But you need two tickets.
Well,
I'm not part of this. We're not raising money.
Wow, I can tweet it out.
Okay, I'll tweet it out if
this
I get to be your plus one.
What? No. No,
well, then I won't
not adding yourself to that. That's pretty amazing. Like, really, I had nothing to do with this. And the fact that
this is the dumbest thing ever.
Raymundo is even thinking about that. My heart is full right now.
Okay. Well, and the downside is if the Cowboys lose this weekend, then it's all canceled.
Right.
Everybody gets their money back.
Oh,
they have to win
I'm
to keep going to the Super
this
Bowl.
Link on our website.
What? If they go, we're going to jump on it. We got to have time to raise the money. We can't wait until Super Bowl weekend.
Thank you, Raymundo. Hey, what's happening?
When is Super Bowl weekend?
February 3rd.
You think the Cowboys will be in it?
Absolutely. So, but yes, this is a thing.
What? Did you decide if you're having a party?
I don't know. Not yet.
Okay.
No. Raymundo, what's up with your girlfriend? Is she still getting roses on her truck or car?
I guess so. When I talked about it, it had happened every day. Now there's been maybe one more. So it's almost like he took a couple days off and then did another one. But it's not every single morning, but it has continued.
There's a guy leaving roses on Raymundo's girlfriend's car.
Yep, and so we still need to install the cameras. That's not an easy fix. We also have to talk to management to make sure we can mount it on the side of the building.
Why don't you leave a note on the car that says, hey, dude, who's leaving roses? Stop. Because he's going to look at it if you leave it there where he puts them.
I know, I hear that. I really don't want the vandalism thing to come into play. She has a real nice 4Runner, so I don't want to put stuff on there and just, like, open that door. And I don't want him to think that she's got a dude that's going to come beat him up, and then he's worried, and then it becomes a big brawl over roses.
Would you beat him up?
I mean...
You ever been in a fight?
I have never been in a fight, and I'm telling you right now, I've seen these construction workers. They're big dudes. They eat huge meals. I mean, they're very
they
big guys.
They eat huge meals.
I mean, that's what they carry two things to work. They carry their hammers, and they carry their lunch pail.
Hammers.
Yes. So I ain't trying to get with one of those dudes and get in a fight with one.
Okay, Raymundo there. Hey, Eddie, have you ever been in a fist fight?
No, I've never been into a fight. No, I've watched a lot of fights, like in school, but I've never been in one.
Lunchbox, ever been in a fist fight?
Yeah.
Wait, let me guess.
Like middle eight. School.
Yeah.
I mean, not since then. I mean, once I got older, I got out of the fist fighting business. But, yeah. I mean, I did start training for UFC.
Morgan, number two, you ever been in a fight with a girl?
No, I haven't. I've been close, but I
Ooh.
Haven't.
Oh, wow,
girl
really?
Fights are awesome.
Like, what do you mean close?
Awesome.
It happened at a Kenny Chesney concert, and she was shoving my sister, and it just got really intense, and I almost punched her, but I walked
away.
Did
you ball your fist up?
Oh, yeah. I was like... The red head emoji, you know, when they like their head is on fire. That was me. But I walked away. I was like, this isn't worth it.
Amy?
Nope.
Okay.
Bones?
No, God, no.
I'm not even going to act like I'm cool. Run. At all times, just run. I feel like I've been I've been boxing for a couple years now.
Like you can take someone out now.
I feel like if I had to, I could probably just instinctually and muscle memory get a couple shots in if I needed to.
Yeah.
But I'd probably still lose.
But you're ready to be like a dad now or a boyfriend where you can defend your girl or your family. That's cool.
I had a guy, drunk guy, come up to me at a gas station. I thought I was going to have to punch him in the face. But still, I was like, I ran. I still ran. I'm not trying to be cool. But I was like, he's trapped me against the wall. I'm about to have to start punching. And then I ran around the Cinnamon Toast Crunch aisle.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a couple is suing Lifetime for using their Christmas family photo in the movie Christmas Harmony in a scene where one guy calls it ugly, and now they want all the movie's profits.
Wait, so imagine, right?
You are
just watching Lifetime.
Well, they didn't even see it. They started to get calls from family and friends saying, whoa, y'all were in a Lifetime movie? Y'all never told us. They're like, we didn't know we were in a Lifetime movie. And then the scene is actually the characters calling their photo ugly.
How could that production come in and be so dumb to use random picture?
I give you a fun fact, though. So in Home Alone, I think it's Home Alone, where they do the ugly girl, and they're like, this, the girl that, like, Kevin, whatever, they did a boy, they dressed him up like a girl because they didn't want any girl in the movie to get made fun of as being the ugly girl.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. I've wondered that sometimes in movies when it's like the kid that's like, you know, the kid that's picked on or the overweight kid or this or that. Like, how, I mean, and it's a legit kid. So I'm like, how do they handle that?
You
so
cast
sensitive.
It and they get paid.
Oh, I know, but.
Yeah, because they have that show, that movie, The Fat Camp or whatever, about the kid, Heavyweights. And it's all fat kids at camp. And I'm like, man, that's kind of.
No.
It's Buzz's girlfriend.
Oh, yes. I see.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Buzz's girlfriend.
And
the picture, and she's all, ugh.
She's like, ugh.
So that's a guy?
It's a guy because they didn't want a girl to be made fun of.
Yeah. So smart.
What else?
So this weekend, Sarah Thomas will become the first woman to officiate an NFL playoff game. She's part of the crew that's working Sunday's game between the Patriots and the Chargers.
That's pretty cool.
Shout out, Sarah.
What else?
I might have to watch. So what's riskier, double dipping or the 5-second rule? Like if you double dip, like in some queso or guacamole, or if you drop food on the ground and count to 5 and then eat it?
First of all, myself, huge germaphobe. Don't want to do either one of them. Both of them make me cringe. If I drop something on the floor, it's dead. Mm. If I see someone double dip, that's a dead bowl. That being said, what would I rather have done? I think I would rather have someone double dip, and here's why. Because that doesn't mean if it's double dip that I have to go to that part of the food that they just dipped in. Like, I could still probably get on the edge.
If it's queso, though, or it's pretty liquidy.
Ugh.
I know the answer.
I know you do. I'm just thinking it out loud. I'm probably going to go, I would rather have someone double dip than drop it on the floor. Because on the floor, people's bottom of shoes touch, and they've been touched outside. They've been walking in the
bathroom
outside. There's poopy all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
According to a new study by a food scientist, a bowl of dip where someone's double dipped is filled. Someone has double dipped. It is filled with more bacteria than the average floor.
I don't know about
all
that.
We're talking about the average person, how much bacteria. For the, you know, if it's me, I'm clean as whistle.
Right. Your teeth are clean.
Come lick this out of my mouth.
Nope,
you'll feel
I'm
great
good.
After it.
Ah.
Oh. Okay, well, they're both gross.
I mean, that just, yeah.
So you're supposed to like double dipping more than.
But I can double dip with my husband. That's fine, right?
Well, yeah, you kiss him.
Yeah, you double dip with your wife.
Of course.
But I don't let my kids double dip. I'm like, stop that right now.
Oh, you don't?
Ooh. Yeah, one time my son tried to go in with a chip that he had bitten, and I said, I freaked out, and then he was like, oh, yeah, Mom, I forgot. And he turns the chip around to the part where he hadn't bit. And
yeah.
He...
Welcome to America, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't double dip here.
We don't double dip here.
None of that. Yeah. But I think he was also kind of like, but I saw you and Dad do it. Yeah. I'm like, well.
You see us do other stuff, too. You can't do that yet either. You know what I mean? All right. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah. All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody has a great weekend, man. Pretty busy this weekend. The Raging Idiots, that's our band. The Million Dollar Show happens Monday night. And it's a show that we do every year at the Ryman Auditorium. And we play, and then a lot of artists just show up and play with us. Luke Bryan's going to show up Monday night. Three Doors Down, Lady Antebellum, Cole Swindell, John Party, Maggie Rose. It's this whole thing, and there are, you know, a couple surprises too. But we have to learn all the songs for the other artists. So there's like 20 songs?
Yeah, because we're their band.
We're the band. We're our band, and they just jump in and play, and we play their songs too. So all this weekend we have to practice, and then we have rehearsal. Yeah, it's a lot.
Do you feel like some of the stuff you can kind of just wing it?
No. That's their song.
That's their song.
Right. And, but again, you know, just some notes sound the same.
No. For me, yes. But I have a great band.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we have rehearsal all day tomorrow.
Gotta get it right.
Yeah, all day tomorrow. And then Sunday. But yeah, I have that. And then the big show is Monday night.
Yeah.
And then exciting. I got to practice a couple dance moves because I'm dancing again Tuesday night at the Radio City Music Hall for the Dancing with the Stars show. Then I'm retired from dancing.
For sure.
Well, hanging up your dance shoes.
That's it. I'm done. I'm going to leave them on the dance floor. I may not even take them off. I just take them off and leave them on the floor.
That's going to be the headline.
Yeah. Well, I already was, but then I forgot I had to do live shows.
Oh, man.
But yeah. And then I go, I mean, next week's busy because I go to Los Angeles, too, to do the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. I'm hosting those with Charlamagne the God.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So
that'll be good.
Yeah, it's good. That's what I'm doing this weekend. Amy, what's up with you?
Just hanging out, family time. I mean, I don't think we have anything crazy on the books, so I'm kind of excited about it. Just chill. But also that means working around the house, too. My husband and I have a punch list that's like a mile long.
A punch list?
Yeah, you don't make those?
I mean, I have check boxes, but nope, I don't punch list.
I guess that's what contractors call it, but like there's just little things around our house that we like need to get done that we don't need to hire somebody to do, but we just need to fix.
Lunchbox, what's up with you?
Oh, we need to clean the house. I mean, my house is messy. Ever since we got back from Christmas vacation, we haven't cleaned, and it looks bad.
That's a long time.
That's
without cleaning.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then I never do it, and wife doesn't do it, so it just kind of piles up.
All right. Well, good luck, everybody. We'll see you guys Monday.
Yeah.
Everybody good? See you Monday. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.